Reading for April 28th, entitled, Take the Cup of Salvation. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Psalm 116, verse 13. Are you one that makes mistakes? Go to Jesus and ask Him to forgive you, and then believe that He does. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Ask the Lord to pardon your errors, then rejoice in Him. It will not help you in the least to keep mourning over your defects. Say, Lord, I cast my helpless soul on Thee and Thee alone. I will not worry because Thou hast said, Ask and ye shall receive. Believe that you do receive. Believe that your Savior is full of compassion, full of tender pity and love. Let not little mishaps trouble you. Small mistakes may be ordered by the Lord to save you from making larger mistakes. Act your part in helping yourself, as all must do who would be blessed. Believe that Christ helps you. Refuse to speak a word of unbelief. When the enemy tells you that the Lord has forsaken you, tell him that you know he has not, for he declares, I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. Instead of bemoaning your weakness and talking unbelief and feeling that you are hardly used, in other words, abused, begin to sing. Talk of the mercy and love of God. To all who labor and are heavy laden, Christ gives the invitation, Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. This is the lesson that Christ desires you to learn, and in learning it, you will find rest. Study the life that Christ lived while on this earth. He did not disregard the simplest, smallest duty that fell to Him. Perfection marked all that He did. Look to Jesus for help, and this will enable you to perform your daily duties with the grace and dignity of one who is seeking for a crown of immortal life. We dwell much on the grandeur of Christ's life. We speak of the great things that He accomplished, of the miracles that He wrought, speaking peace to the tempestuous waters, opening the ears of the deaf, raising the dead. But His attention to small things is even higher proof of His greatness and His compassion. Taken from Letter 72, dated April 28, 1903, to a lay sister in Maine.